Introduction. Journey toward sustainability. The present. We climbed into the van at 3 a.m. We were the last pickup. The 14-seat van had just two seats left open, unfortunately not together. We were packed in like sardines, and the back windows were cracked but couldn't be rolled down. The expanse of the ocean below was illuminated only by the light of the moon, where the shoreline appeared as dark objects with dim shadows. We snaked rapidly up steep, curving roads back and forth, for miles, with no guardrails. I began to sweat, and my stomach turned. I kept reminding myself this would all be worth it. I wondered how my new wife was making out a few rows up. We were racing to the summit of Mount Haleakala in Haleakala National Park, Maui, Hawaii. It was a clear and cold early morning, and when the sun rose at 6:30, we would be watching from 10,000 feet above sea level. We arrived at 5:30 to find the stars seemingly within arm's reach. The temperature rose slowly, and our chatter faded as though talking would reduce the visibility. The dark suppressed the light for as long as it could, then the night sky gave way to stratified layers of blue, which grew increasingly lighter toward the distant line of the ocean. Blues transitioned to oranges and yellows, and the intensity of light narrowed to a specific spot on the horizon. When the sun broke through, rays of light pierced the sky in all directions, shooting through the oranges and blues above and striking our faces. The brilliant dot grew larger. The new day began. Our tour had provided bikes for us to ride back down the mountain, and the descent offered spectacular panoramic views of the ocean reflecting the sun's light. The same roads that had given me nausea on the way up now gave me an overwhelming sense of liberation, freedom, and appreciation of nature's beauty as we coasted down. Newlyweds on our honeymoon, my wife and I shared that sunrise moment, a powerful feeling ingrained in my memory, the feeling that began our married life. This is the feeling I chase. What if the foundation of your family business were threatened by something out of your control? What if the livelihood of 70 employees and their families were at stake as the license to operate your business became called into question? What if 57 years of family history, grown through generations of hard work and sacrifice, were at risk? What if the reason were actually one with which you fundamentally agreed? I am the third generation co-owner of a family-owned and operated plastic bag manufacturing company. Ocean plastics and the anti-plastic environmental narrative surrounding our industry has had a profound effect on our business and on me personally. In May 2018, I began my journey to learn how our business could navigate the new challenges that threaten our very existence. Over the 18 months that followed, I travelled to Amsterdam to visit a plastic-free supermarket and attended a European Plastics Strategy Conference for manufacturers and converters in Brussels. I applied to, was accepted by, and attended a week-long executive education on sustainability at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I went to Chicago to exhibit at a four-day packaging trade show, to Seattle to participate in the week-long Sustainable Packaging Coalition Conference, and on a plant tour of a material recycling facility in Albany, New York. I also visited Yosemite National Park in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. These experiences, combined with speaking with countless people, reading reports, books and articles, watching videos, following sustainability social media sources and listening to podcasts, helped me form a new company vision. An unintended result of all this was a new sense of fulfillment in better aligning my faith with our business. Embracing a sustainable mindset has allowed me to view sustainability as a place where business meets faith. After 27 years in the plastics business and a year and a half immersed in sustainability, I've decided it is time to document my journey. What seemed a potential death blow to our company has become an opportunity to take part in a new packaging economy. I want to share my personal and professional story. This is not an exhaustive education on sustainable packaging, nor does it propose any absolute conclusions for the future state of plastics. My story is told from my perspective of working all my life in this family business, of always striving to be better, regardless of circumstances, and of my experiences growing up as a person with deep roots in faith. My hope is that my story will have broad appeal to those looking for a path to reducing ocean plastics and becoming part of a new plastics circular economy. More narrowly, my story is written to appeal to those seeking a sense of opportunity in creating more sustainable companies based on circular principles and to inspire a call to action for the years to come. The narrowest and most direct goal for my book is to help those who might feel similarly pressured in facing seemingly insurmountable challenges in today's environmental crises. This is especially relevant for those who feel largely responsible for the legacy of businesses woven through their personal and family lives. What follows is my journey towards sustainability, powered by education, experiences, interactions, and images, all of which have served as motivation, information, and directional guides. These elements of my journey are now embedded in my mind and have had a transformational impact on how I think, both personally and as a business owner. They combine to frame the extent of the issue of plastics in our environment, a means to deal with this issue, and a renewed clarity of purpose through sustainability.